The Super Wolf Blood Moon channeled message for January 2019. I call on my highest and deepest level guides and helpful ancestors on this full moon, blood moon eclipse. I ask what messages you would have me bring to others on this day for this next month in human time. What is most important for people to know, to pay attention to? What healing is to be done now? And the response is, and so, dear ones, as this is the year of bridges, this is the month of bridging within to your deeper inner knowing, your divine nature, your greater healing abilities. Walk this bridge to inner self. Walk this bridge within. This is the way to your path forward, first within, then without. Bring your awareness ever more in to your very selves. This human self needs more care, more love, more respect. Transformation within, healing within. Be more in laughter. Find more ways to laugh, smile, play. Play is needed. We invite you also to pull your awareness out of the stuck levels of human energy and consciousness. The more of you who do this, the more the stuckness will release. Balance, harmony, bring these within, then you become one who brings these to others, to the world. And it is time to write new stories of human beingness. The old stories of wars, hatred, competition, lack, dominate or be dominated, warriors as your heroes. Do not teach these to your children as anything other than history. Teach the models of cooperation, benevolence, alignment with the greater good, partnership, empowering each other, and above all else, love. We, your guides, are more easily accessed during these days surrounding this eclipse. Use us. We are here. We will help. Bring us your questions. Ask for our assistance in your deeper healing, in your deepening as a divine being, in your bringing forward and expressing your higher and deeper creativity, in writing the new stories of human beingness. Tune in deeply. Turn inward. Consciously pull any of your energies, emotions, stories out of the stuckness. Use an image for this. You may use the image of unplugging a plug if you wish. See the entire plug and cord going into the sun to be transmuted. Breathe and allow flow to help release what no longer serves you. Allow flow to heal you, to bring the next level of consciousness expansion to you, to assist you in letting go. Allow your inner knowing to come forward, to be expressed, to create, to see. Your path unfolds before you. It is opening again to your inner sight, your inner knowing. See with your heart rather than your brain, and you will see your path. See with your heart and inner sight a doorway before you. If you feel ready, open this door and walk through. If you are not ready, know that you can return here when you are ready. After opening the door, begin to walk the path you see, even though you do not see where it leads. It is time to move. Take a step, and then the next, and then the next. We are with you. Trust your inner knowing, your divine self, your inner sight. Enjoy and appreciate the wonder and beauty of this supermoon, this eclipse. Feel deep gratitude fill you. Then allow the flow of these energies to do their work of transformation, healing, and completion. Receive them as blessings, as blessings. And then a message came from Andromeda specifically. We Andromedans especially want to remind you to find joy, to laugh, to play, There is much shadow and evidence among humans at this time, and your joy, your laughter, your play are needed antidotes. There are energies stirring up despair, anger, misunderstanding, disconnection. They are no match for your joy, your laughter, your creative play. Sing and dance. Make music. Make art. Make joy. Send your joy and laughter on the winds all around the world. Make play sacred. Make play part of your spiritual practice. Play and joy are divine also. We love to assist with play, laughter, and joy. We are here. We are here more and more now. Do not believe in doom and gloom. Unplug from those stories. Plug into love. It is the primary energy of the universe. Then play. After my channeling, I also did some reading on the astrology of this event, and there are some synchronicities, as you'll hear or read, with the channeled message. Here's my distillation. The total lunar eclipse of a supermoon on January 20th to 21st in the new year of 2019 is a potent time for profound rebirth. Many of us will feel strong energies wrapping up and a sense of resolution and culmination of lessons we've been working with. We may also find ourselves in the energy of birthing new things and finding new levels of old wounds and issues to clear and release and heal. As the energies of this eclipse and supermoon can be intense, it is really helpful for us to tune into and use our creative energies and abilities. Breathe and ground if you get triggered and find some creative play to shift and channel that energy. Though we may have an impulse to make sudden changes, the energies are not so conducive for that, so be aware. It is a great time to clear things that don't serve out of our energy fields and bodies and activate to a greater level the qualities we want to carry forward. It is also an opportunity for us to do a reset and clearing of emotional energies we've been carrying for the last 6 months. So enjoy and use this wonderful time of the super blood moon lunar eclipse of the first full moon of 2019. Blessings.